We had a chiddush for Rav Moshe, and we were raising a question. Rav Moshe seemed to be against the Gemara. Obviously, Rav Moshe can't be against the Gemara. He knew Kol HaTorah Baal Peh. So the question came, what is it considered to be a chalitza betos? Rav Moshe said he thought she was a balas mum, and she turned out to be a shlema. He thought she was unhealthy. She turned out to be healthy. That's considered to be betos. But the problem is, Gemara says beferish. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Was the beferish was considered chalitza mutis? Kol she'omrim chalot slam nashatid l'cham masayim zuz. Why did they pick that example? Why pick that example? There's so many other cases of tos. That's what bothered me yesterday. So I thought of a teretz. Hailing Rav Moshe. Maybe he will say as follows. Look, the Gemara starts off differently. Rish Lakish says kol she'omrim lo chalot v'kachat akonsa. That's Rish Lakish said. So Rabbi Yochanan was countering Rish Lakish. So when Rabbi Yochanan said, no Rish Lakish, but you say, chalots b'chachat akon, so that's no good. But I say, along those same lines, chalots amashtid l'cham asayim zuz. So he was responding to Rish Lakish. That's why I gave that example. That's Ezuch, the same as Rish Lakish said, Ezuch chalots amutis, amur Rish Lakish, this. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Eizach lizamutis." That a somewhat different thing along the same lines, okay? But in the Chinami, Rav Moshe's example would also be included in the word of chalutzamutis. That's my first comment for today. I think to defend a little bit the Yigus Moshe that we got stuck with a little bit yesterday. That's comment number one. Comment number two: we spent almost the last half of the shiur going by Arichus into the holy words of Rav Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosher, and I wanted to analyze a little together what exactly was he saying. Let's chazi over the kasha. This is the kasha which although Rav Shimashka doesn't ask the kasha so beferish, the Yeshua Yaakov asked the kasha, Rav Shizgal asked the kasha, as Rav Moshe quoted in that same tshuva. What exactly is the kasha? The kasha is as follows. We know that the Rambam quotes an opinion in Yishas Perek Vav Halacha Yudzayin that when you talk about a Tanai of Me'achshav, you do not require the rules of B'nai Gadah, B'nai Reuven. You don't have to have a kofel, Tanai Kodon L'mais, Kodon L'adah, you don't need all those things. So the question becomes, if that's the case, since we are assuming, as we saw in the first Rashi and Kuvav, that the requirement for Evshad Eshaliach is also coming from B'nai Gadah, B'nai Reuven, that requirement shouldn't apply, according to this opinion, in a situation of Me'achshav. Yet, the Gemara says over here, number four, she just read it, Amanas, and Amanas is Kimeyachshav, right? Shetin Lacham Masayim Zuz, so we say that the Tanai is not a valid Tanai, why not? It ran afoul of the rules and regulations of B'nai Gadah B'nai Reuven. I thought those rules and regulations don't apply in the case of Me'achshav. And the question goes further, Chalitza has to be Me'achshav. If it's not Me'achshav, it's called Sukinyano. This is the question. So Rav Moshe gave a teretz. Rav Moshe said, you know, you'll tell me that a situation of Me'achshav doesn't require the rules of B'nai Gadah. I'll tell you why it doesn't require it. It's a kind of a toast. That's the lesson that Rav Moshe used. It's Ke'ein Tos. If it's Ke'ein Tos, so therefore it can operate even without the rules of B'nai Gadah B'nai Reuven. But then he says the rules of Tos don't apply to Chalitza. Adding more to Besesa Beferish beyond this particular case, so we try to give the answer to that question. My Rebbe Zichron Levracha used a similar expression, Ke'ein Tos. Fine. If you look, as we did yesterday, and I want to flesh it out with two possibilities, and at your convenience, I have it in my office. I'll be trying to bring it down to Beis Medrash today. I'm sorry, I wasn't there the morning Seder. Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher says something along these lines. Quoted, this is Chazarin. Misvara, Rav Moshe says the same thing. Misvara, no Tanai should work. No Tanai should ever work. It's an impossibility. And he quotes the Tosfos in Ayin Daled and the Kasha de Pnei Yeshua. Fine. What does that mean? That how can I make a chalos on the Tanai? I don't make a chalos at all. The Torah makes the chalos. That's the lumbus of Reb Chaim. And all of his Talmidim, right? Fine. It has to do with the Sugi of Edus, which we spoke about yesterday. Fine. All fine. Oh. Fine. Good. Very good. So therefore, Rabbi Osai make the following distinction. The laws of Nusach HaTanai. Nusach, the formulation, the language of the condition, there Rabbi Shimon Shkop explained that we can suggest there's a distinction between Me'akshav and Im. Purely linguistic distinction. A linguistic distinction, if you remember the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon, it's Misbare Ritzono. His intention is more clear, even if you're not doubling it. You're not putting this before that or that before this. Since you're using the word Me'akshav, your intention is more clear. That's how Rav Shimon Shkop explained it. When it comes to Im, let's chazer again, you cannot make what we said before, a Mais ala Tanai. Can't do it. It's impossible. Whatever he called it, Dava Vihipucho, Dava Vesosro. Can't do it. He can't dig a ditch, as he put it. I'm digging a ditch ala Tanai. Or Rabbi Chanan put it a little more sophisticated, you can't shecht ala Tanai. Something you can't do all tonight. Either it's a mice, it's not a mice. You can't have a mice all tonight. You can have what we call a chalos all tonight. Okay? Chalos all tonight. Oh. Here's Rav Shimon's Lush. When Me'achshav, Lidaito, this is Rav Shimon's Lush, Eino Ose Dover Visosro. He doesn't think when he's used the word Me'achshav that he's doing something which is a Dover and it's opposite. So, one way to say it, this is how my Rebbe said it, is that if you use a Me'akshav, Rabbi Osai, if you use a Me'akshav, it's in effect, a Ma'isal HaTanai, and you don't require the Lashon of B'nai God of B'nai Ruven. Again, this is how my Rebbe put it. You say, I'm going to get married to you if it rains tomorrow. And effective when it rains tomorrow. That's insanity. Ish nikas bekesh shtarabia, not with rain. So what's going on? So the answer is that the maisa was a maisa. And the chalos is contingent whether it rains or doesn't rain tomorrow. Okay? So that requires the laws of B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. If it's me'achshav, so now the wedding is taking place now, today. Whether it happens or doesn't happen will depend upon whether it rains tomorrow. If it rains tomorrow, the marriage is as if this minute. Oh, that's a little bit more logical. It's a little bit more logical. It's going to happen this minute by giving of the ring, not by raining, by the ring. Whether it works or not will depend upon the weather tomorrow. That's a little bit more logical. And therefore does not require the rules of B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. But if it's something which cannot be done through a shliach, we have to say according to this, you cannot create a quote-unquote Maisa ala Tanai. Chalos ala Tanai requires B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. Maisala Tanai, so as far it depends, as far as the linguistic requirements, so there we say those are not going to be a barrier, B'nai God B'nai Reuven, because its intention is more clear. But as far as the more fundamental issue, that E.F. Shede Shliach, which you're not a boss to make the chalos, not only can you not make the chalos ala Tanai, you can't even make a Mice all tonight, because the mice is supposed to lead to a chalos, and that's impossible. That's how one way to read the Shari Yosha, along the lines of what my Rebbe said. But upon reflection, and I looked at it quite a few times, I'm asking to do the same, come back to me tomorrow and tell me what you think. you get a different impression. A Maisel Tanai can never happen. Impossible. Dover v'fucho. It's exeris akosav of bnei God of bnei Reuven. By a me'achshav, the same thing. Even though l'daito, as Shimon put it, he's not doing it. That doesn't make it one bit of difference. It's really what we call a chalos al hatnai. Therefore, it can't be through a shliach. It can't happen. But here's where Rav Shimon seems to go off to a different side. He seems to be saying a chiddush nifla. We had learned a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, that there's a distinction between mishpatei atnoim and mishpatei haloshim. Those who remember, came up in one of our discussions. Tanai kofel is a mishpatei. You know when it came up? And the question of a tanai l'sha'ovar. Remember that one? Does a tanai l'sha'ovar have to fulfill the rules? Not me'achshav. It can be retroactive. Past tense. If it rained yesterday, then this, and otherwise not. So there's a Mishnah Lamalach about that. You require no ben guru by tanai l'sha'ovar. So it was a raya brought beferish that you do, because you require kofel kisotis tachas ishech by sota. And the deflection of that raya was no kofel. That's not a din in mishpatei ha-tnoim. It's a din in mishpatei ha-loshen. It's a matter of semantics. That's how we explained it a while ago. Rav Shimon Shkab seems to be saying, that's what it sounds like, that all of those rules of tnai kofel, hein kon olalav, tnai kon olamaisa, are all sort of semantics. And therefore, the distinction between ima me'achshav refers to those cases, because the semantics of me'achshav differs from the semantics of im. Since we're not experts in Hebrew language, in Mishnaic Hebrew, so we're not such big experts in how it plays out. But that's what he seems to be saying. Oh. Fine. However, Rabbi Osai, when it comes to the issue of more fundamental requirement from the God of Reuben, namely, Efshe de Shaliach, there is no distinction whatsoever between Me'achshav and In. That's how I read at the end, into Rabbi Shimon Shkab. First, I wanted to read it the way my Rebbe, I heard it from my Rebbe, but upon reflection, I had a different impression. So I'm leaving it to you, at your convenience, to read this, read the Lashon inside. That was the last paragraph we kept focusing on, the last part of yesterday's shiur. Read it a couple of times, and you tell me whether you think which of the two pshat that I'm suggesting now is what the Shari Yoshi really meant. Okay? I don't want to spend more time on this topic. I just wanted to flesh it out with you together. Okay. Rabbi Osai, before we go any further, and to the next sugya, we still have two things to discuss from this sugya. One of them, so I asked you to see the Maram Makomas, Rabbi Osai, Daf Nun Gimel. Take a look at Daf Nun Gimel. We've been here before, but we have to come back again. We assume it's a davar pashut, ain't tnai b'chalitza. Everyone knows it. Before she gemara and ksubis, on daf ayin dalet amin aleph. Yet the gemara and daf nun gimel is exactly the reverse. Take a look at the top tosis. Ravina amad dechuli alma yesh tnai b'chalitza. Rebbeinu shel olam. It's against the before she gemara in kuvav, our gemara, based on the gemara and ksubis ayin dalet. Chalitza mutaz ksheira de ain't tnai b'chalitza. Shem de garmina mitnai b'nei god b'nei ruvein. You nav shalei shaliach. That's Tosis Kash. That's a tremendous Kash. That's a tremendous Kash. What a tremendous Kash. Tremendous Kash. You look in the Tosis Chadmi Kamoi, they gave what I like to call a Balabatasha answer. Take a look. Tosis Chadmi, it's all on the Makor. I hope everyone finished the Makoros. Everybody finish? Still not. I have to go weiter. I count to my schedule, I have only 2 more days before we start Chazara. Okay. You almost finished now. You didn't finish yet. Okay. Let's look in the Tosis Chad Mekamoy, Rabbi Osai, here in the afternoon. Give them an alf. Look together. Ravina Medekul Yamesh Nai Bechalitza. It's parallel to the beginning of the wide lines, approximately. Hokam Tanai Kofel Kamiflegi. Rabbodin Savid Loboy Tanai Kofel. I will look feeling the tonight, tonight, tonight. It's early Kaimo. The Kamish Lakima and Khan Khalitza Ishkan Yeshkan fine. That's what it says. This is Rabbi Osai, the low kihilchasa. Our commercial low kihilchasa. The Kaimalan ain't Naibachalitza. The Tanya Chalitza mutas k'shera. Perak ha-madir ain't nai b'chalitza. Why? B'nei godem ne ruvein. Efshad l'kayim le shliach yosad havi tonight tonight. Lo efshad l'kayim le shliach. Lo havi tonight tonight. Shai. So al gemar shalok halacha. Says the time mechad mekamoy. Look at this. This is a chiddush, a beautiful chiddush that he suggests. Look at this now. Umiru. Rabbi Oser, I'm the last 10 narrow lines. Me'er korak osakadadach perak ha-madir. Then the time of the chalitza mutas k'shera. The cave and oven maise achule achle letnoi. Rabosai is a mechilas of tonight, and he adds, ulai taima I itkar tonoi b'shas chalitza. At the very moment he says it a second time, have it tonoi tno. Whoa, afilu hachi hilchus at the time of basra kahay maskana. Afilu itkar atnai b'shas chalitza. Lo have tnoi tno, lo ev shel kiyuma de shliach. So you get an impression that maybe the Al Gemara goes according to the Havamina in Ksuba Sayin Dalit that said in effect conceptually this yesh tnai b'chalitza. It's only a technical shortcoming because it wasn't repeated again at the end. And if it would be repeated again then, in fact, it would work. Oh, Tosfos here is bothered with the kasha because an interesting answer. For Omeri, here in Tosis Ravim, the linyan Torah l'shuk is the seventh narrow line Tosis. L'chuli al mahavya chalitza k'dekayim l'nei tzai b'chalitza. El inyan da havya chalitza psula t'lo mafka lo ziko ligamre shalo yoel achareha maimar v'loshen zikas yivamim. Then Ka'omar diyesh t'nai. Fine. What does that mean? So there's a concept which I'm not going to go into right now in detail. Maimer is a din derabonan. You have to have kiddushin preceding the ma'aseh of yibum. And the question would be, what will happen if subsequent to this chalitza, there's still some residue left, some remnant, something there, and then you could perhaps, if you say a lashon of maimer, Bezikas Yevamin, where there's enough left to make that maimer have certain meaning. This is a concept which is a complex concept, and that's what they're talking about. But in terms of Meikir Adin, the Din Darais is concerned, we have all of them agrees, Eit Tnai B'chalitza. That's how Tosfos got out of it. Now there's a Meiri. The Meiri says something which is quite remarkable. You get me a Meiri? Do we have a Meiri? Yeah? Okay, let's try. The Meiri says something which is very, very remarkable. And again, I'm going to need your help to figure out if you think that my read of the Meiri, I have a radical read of the Meiri. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. You'll tell me what you think. Right here, the Meiri on our daf. Kuf vava manalaf and mesech divams. So the Meiri, when he analyzes our sugya, very, very beautiful analysis, Kedarka, the Meiri is so clear. So the Meiri says like this, he says, Perek HaMadir, he quotes, the two reasons why we say Eitz Nai B'chalitza. One, Midecholetz Achle L'tnoi, Uletam Zeh, exactly as we saw just a minute ago. Im Hiskir Es HaTnoi B'Shaz Chalitza, Harehi P'sula. That we saw that, where do we see that? In the Tosfos Chad Mekamoi, right? If you say it at that point in time, there's obviously no Mechila. Okay. Says the Meiri. Oh, we're getting places here now?
Yeah, probably on the online one. I got a ton of one they have.
You don't have a Meiri's not a famous safer?
No, I could be. I think
whatever you say, the faster you can get it.
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't know anything about this. Okay? So that's according to that reason. Says the Meiri, and you'll see it soon in a minute, V'ein halacha kein. That's only a hava meaning, k'suba stafayin dalet. Ela ki idach tama. What's idach tama, the second reason? Shekol t'nai b'dover sheyev shel lekayim ha-maisa yedei shliach eino t'nai. V'nimtza ha-maisa kayim v'atnai k'mi she'eino. Vafilu hiskiro b'shas ha-maisa. Right, as we just saw it in effect of the Tchad Mekamoy. Nira doesn't exist?
Beis
HaBechira, it's called Beis HaBechira. Beis HaBechira, the name. Hey, look at that. Caught it. There you go. I'm getting used to looking at screens of outside. You guys grew up with this. Yevamis. Daf Kuvav and Aleph. Here we are. There you go. Boom. Come on, Aleph. There we go. Thank you so much. Good. This should be good. Whoa. This paragraph, I need a little bit of bigger print. How do I do that over here? Bigger?
There's a top left setting.
Top left.
Show. Lower, lower.
Lower.
You want lower.
Ah.
Left. No, left. You want
keep going. Settings?
Yeah.
Font?
Second one. Font size.
Font size. I want it 20. Oh, much bigger now, right?
Yeah.
Good. So we left off. Ein halacha kein el ki'idach tama shekol tnai bedabash. You can read the back? Sheyash alakai maizah de shliach eno tnai. Maizah kaimad nagi mishenah ve'afil izkir b'shas maizah. V'chein halacha. Watch now. Watch now. Rabbo said we're going to read three more lines. And I need you to help with these three lines. Ela shega'onei svarat posuk gadas rishon. Here's what's going on? Go'onei svarat. Who's going after in the front? Who are Gaone Sfar of the Miri? I thought it was a riff, but I don't think the riff is on this one. I thought Gaone Sfar meant the riff. But,
isn't the riff from Morocco? The riff?
Well, Sfar, it wasn't. Let's see if it has in the front Gaone Sfar. Maybe an introduction to say who's Gaone Sfar. Gaone Sfar. That's who they are. Dole HaMechavim is a Rambam. Dole HaPoskim is a Riff. No, it's not. Dole Gaone Sfar. Gaone Sfar. It doesn't tell you who they are. So they Gaone Sfar. Anonymous. Sure. Watch now. Ukvar Be'ane Peru Begamliel. Anaf Nun Gimel. And I need you to these two lines. Shelo Nema Kein Elo Kshemasne Bedovar Shel Mole Atnai Word not for the Tanai Lo Hoysa Hi Chayeves Bo. What does that mean? The case in the Gemara. I'm making you a deal. I'll go through the chalitza. You'll give me 200 zuz. Says in the Torah, give 200 zuz? No. So you're adding some kind of an external condition. So there we say, Rabosai, that condition is not valid. Watch this. Avalim his the bedover sh'af below atnai hoy sahi chayevus bo. Something which, even if it has a condition, should be obligated. Give an example. This happens in all these acrimonious cases. Kigon. Amanas shetakziri li kisi. You stole my wallet. You give it back to me. Al guda chalitza. You should give me back my stolen wallet. Says it, Meiri. Look at this now. Harezet tonight. That tonight is effective. V'chol she'ena machzeres ein chalitza seklum. So in effect, you have a chalitza ala tanai. Ve'ein lo liton bo v'hashto'o klum. And she can't say, come on, we're just kidding around. The chalitza is good anyway. Even though I'm not going to give back the wallet. No! Did you see what the Meir just said? There's a shot heard around the world. Why should this be so? I have another kash against the Meir. Let me ask you a question. The Tanai of Bnei Goda Bnei Ruvein. What was that kind of a case? The Torah HaKadosha said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvodo V'atzma ordained 12 Shvatim on the West Bank. Right, we all know that. Come along, these 2.5 Shvatim say, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, we have a different way of looking at these things. We want to stay on the East Bank. Remember that shmooze Moshe Rabbeinu gave them? Tarbus hanoshim chatoim gen bizyenis. Like the Meraglim all over again. Okay. So now they made a deal. Let's say they would not have asked for the karka on the East Bank. They'd have gone to the West Bank like everybody else. I'm asking you a question. Would they be obligated to fight the battles against the 31 kings? Reuven got Chatzi Sheva Menashe. They're no worse than what? Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. I'm not to fight this battle. So what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking from them was to do what they had to do. On a simple level, they wanted to do that. Afal Pikein, the very essence of B'nai God of B'nai Reuven comes from that situation. So why is the Niri saying that tonight, which you had to do anyway, somehow you don't need those, this idea of Shadi B'shliach? Yes, sir.
They had to go in front.
Aha, they had to go in front, but they were the chalutzim lefnei achechem. I'm not sure how much in front. Look at the first Yom Mikra. What meant? I don't know exactly. That's a good point. You're raising a good point. So maybe your teretz is correct. Maybe. But the svar is also very shver. So here is a footnote. Ayin avne meluim simelam et ches if kodnei. Oh, I expected a whole analysis. You know what he says? Two things. One, not only the Meiri, the Ramah said so, quoted by the Rabbi Yerucham. This is all the provincial gedolim. And number two, he says, v'tzorach iyun. Maybe that's what he means. What's the v'tzorach iyun? Maybe that's what he means. V'tzorach iyun. Where does this come from? Maybe it's Israel is not against the case of the Torah Kadosha. But where does it come from? Where did he make it up? I was mamish, didn't know what to do with this maybe. Until I came up with a radical read, which you could either agree or disagree with. Look at the lashon of the hemshech of the Meiri, Rabbi Yosef. The hemshech of the Meiri, he says, Go'one svard pasku kedas rishon. Nothing to do with B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. Has all to do with what? Mechila says the very next word, I'm suggesting a chiddush now. Cain what? Tom Mechila Satanai, Elok Shemaster Vidova Shomoli Atanai Lohos Lechayavas Bo. Then there's something extraneous. He didn't repeat it. Avlam Hisna Vidova Shapilo Atanai Lechayavas Bo, Amanash Tarziri Likisi. I raise it tonight. Hey, man, I don't need Merkel on my stolen wallet. That's what I wanted to suggest. And the Bibi said this whole shtickle Torah only according to the Gone Sfard that he quoted the second before. But they learned the question of Mechila. With the Hilchos Mechila, it makes perfect sense. I'm Merkel on 200 zuz, which is not coming to me. I'm not Merkel on the wallet you stole from me. Come on. If you're willing to read the Miri this way, then I believe that the questions are answered. But otherwise, the way everyone else reads it, it's going even on the sad of B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. I don't understand the logic, and it failing was except for what Yoel said. I wasn't even understand based on the sources. But Yoel gave not a bad answer to that technical question. I still don't understand in Lumbus why it should be so. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, I'm giving you my radical read of the Miri. I hope it's right. Otherwise, you give me a better terence tomorrow. Okay, good. Rabbi Yosef, with this we conclude this part of the sugya, and now we go to the Gemara here on Daf Kuv Vav Amud Aleph. Let's take a look together. Kuv Vav Amud Aleph. Gemara Rashi. Says the Gemara like this. Hudasil kamed Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Omala biti amodi. Rashi. Amodi, amodi v'isyab milo. Amod, get up. Get up. Hold on. Armolei. Different ways of reading these Gemaras. A little bit tricky. Alright. What am I going to say? Amo or Amo. What's that mean? Different Rashi has different Girsa. Yeshivasa zu hi amidasa. Rashi. Rashi, yeshivasa meis yabem lo, zu hi amidasa, zu hi takanasa. No, yim is not a good idea, du chalitza. Omala, yadis lei, Rashi, makeres hi bo shum dvar gnai. Is something wrong with the guy? That's why Yibam is talking about it. Maybe he's, I don't know what, he's a Balmum. Amalei in. You know what's wrong with him? Mamon who the chazilah. He was doing it for the money. Rabbi say for the money. Rashi, Davazei Odaspo, Shem Boli Abma, Elekele Lechol, Lachalas Mamon, Lagasha. The Kavar Lemichli Mino. He wants to use up my money and he'll divorce me. Lishnachmina. Much more dramatic. Piti Amodi. Amidi Araglaich. Amodi Araglaich Tachsiv. The Omdu Shnei Anoshim. Ba'amidah, it's a din Torah. Get up. Strictly speaking, they have to stand up. Yeshivas uzu yamidasa nebuch. Kitasi. She's lost a leg. Ochola. Whoa. Omala. Yodala. Maki huba. Sherotza liyabma. He wants to be miyabma despite her of handicap. Amale in mimona. Alkaya. Money covers every mum. Yeah. Okay, two different pshatim in the back and forth of the Gemara. But that's just sort of background. Now we get to the punchline. Amar lo, lo nichalach. So you don't want to do yibum? Amar le lo. I don't want to. And you understand? For a good reason. Fine. For good reason. Amale told him, Chalotzla uvekachat akonsa. Okay. Vekachat akonsa. Lebasa de Chalotzla, Amale, Hashta minoch ifslala, Chalotzla chalitza malyasa, ki heche de tishri liyama. Now that you've done this chalitza which doesn't work, we pass like Rav Yochanan, do a second chalitza which does work. How do you like that? How do you like that? Amazing. A two-step over here. A little bit further. Rashi. What should I tell her? Fine. Okay, that would be a better way to go. Fine. In any event, Rabbi Osai, this is the Gemara. Fine. Okay. Comes the Nemuke Yosef. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. We saw it already. We'll see it again a second time. Please turn to the Nemuke Yosef here on our daf. It's a two-step. How does this two-step work? First do one chalitza, that passes her, then a second chalitza. What's going on over here? What's it all about? Says the Nemuke Yosef as follows. Valo dehod, it's on page Kuf, left column, half around the narrow lines of the new paragraph. Valo dehod armina el azil chalotzla, hiskima mefarshim zal, shekol shenifslo kofanos olachlotz, shelo tiaguna. She took an oath against having an oath from this fellow while her husband's still alive. She kofen also lachlots vafilu b'shotim. B'shotim. Why? Why? Get an impression she shouldn't be an aguna. Shouldn't be. That's the reason we forced the issue, so she shouldn't be an aguna. That's a very good reason. We don't like agunas. Okay. So when do we have a right to force a man to give a divorce, to give a chalitza, and when don't we? So I asked on the Maram Makom to take a look back in Lamed Tesamid Beis, where this comes up at somewhat greater length. Rabosai, give a look. Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Lamed Tesamid Beis. Very important Gemara. We'll be coming back to this blot, Mitzvah. Tomorrow, in a different context, new makaros, we see out of the Shmai. Lamed Tesamid Beis. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemas Mitzvah Yibum, towards the end of the narrow lines, Amarav Ein Kofin. Ein kofin. What does that mean? So Rashi will say, Omer Rav ein kofin. Hinich letarvayel liyavume ein kofin oso lachlots. The name of Lav leMitzvah Mechavne, Yopoga B'Yisrael Shesach. Abashol, whole story. Eli bor mi abim, fine. Let him do it if they both agree. Umi yuhecha dehut sarvayel liyavume. He wants Yibum. V'hi arma lo bina le, I don't want any part of him. For arma dvarim the karim, that he's no good for me. And we understand it to be true. Imatzinu lat uye v'lo malo chalo sam asashtit namasayim zuz matin le. We try to fool him that way. And that's a good chalitz. V'lo kafin le. V'chol, we whip him up. Dom rav sheshes da daf dalet. Minay li yavama shenaf le mukashchin. She'ein chos min osa. We don't, in effect, force her into this marriage. Right? And why is it lo sachsim shor b'disha? Fine. V'lo teima mukishchin dafka ela kol ha-masta she'titen l'dvarea v'yomer b'hamadik suba sayin zayin ma'isa b'tzaydon b'brusi she'meis v'lo ach brusi v'yomer chachamim b'yachol ha-shetoma l'achicha ha-yisi yachol l'kabo the stench of a brusi l'cha, my brother-in-law ain't yachol l'kabo I want a chalitza. Moreover, we pass in an Afal Pik Suba Samach Dalit. Kos v'nigeres merit al Arusa, who refuses to go through the Nisuin. V'en kos v'nigeres merit al Shomeres Yavam, who refuses to go through with the Yibum. U'mikol alein taime kafin alei the cholitz v'shok lo ksuba v'chol hani en kofin the hocha hegad etarvay o nicho. They both want to have the Yibum, So we're not going to force him to do chalitza, but if she insists on chalitza and he wants yibum, she does Rashi, we force him to do chalitza. Says Tosfos. But it's a very, very important Tosfos. It comes up all the time. Take a look, Rabosai. Take a look together. Tosfos starts off by quoting Rashi. Says Tosfos it's wrong. Ain raya, the first narrow line. It's all wrong. Why? Shehain Brusi is me osam shekofin lahotzi min abal. No, if you're going to force a husband to divorce, so you're going to force the yavam by kal v'chomer. They haven't married yet to divorce. Mit chalit. Aber b'shara master less than that level ain't nearer loma de kofin. The imlokain says Tosfos loma you torch in the kamon anadav kuvav. Lahat also, we go through this whole charade to fool them 200 zuz, etc. Yechafu lachlots. Take a whip, man. Ah, Rashi wasn't born yesterday. Rashi said very clearly. Imatz, the last wide line. Imatzinu and Rashi letuye v'lom lo chalosam masha tinam asayim zuz matinale v'yilo, you can't. So Rashi is aware of that Gemara. Loma yotorochan l'kaman to fool him, because you're supposed to fool him. Rashi permits forcing him only if you could not succeed in fooling him. Shoyin vayta u'migeres merit ein raya v'yim kein below our master Nami. The Hosam Abi Taima, Meshim de Mitzis Chalitza, Kodemis Kedemasik. What is he saying over there? Says Tosfos, Mitzis Chalitza Kodemis. You can't fault her for wanting Chalitza when that's the preferred option. The Yod, the Kamahosam, Rabbi Yochan, and Tobel, the Abim, and the Skokanlo, Hashtalachos Kofin, the Ain is Skokanlo. That's what we pass in halacha. It's kodemus. So Tosfos says that Rashi is incorrect. So what do you do? So if a guy wants yibum and it's not appropriate, adrab a kofen lachlos. What do you mean? But Tosfos' argument, Rashi says the Gro Aleph. I have to see. That's what the answer is. Rataloma bimili. You force him with words. Now Rabbeinu say, how successful can words be in forcing someone to do something? Huh? He just called about a long time ago. Pasuk says, "Bedvarim lo yivosar evet," which also means sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never harm me. Call a guy a bad name, the guy is not going to be so easily forced to do what he doesn't want to do. Rabosa. Fine. This is what it says. Okay? Fine. There is still an issue. Let's turn back to our Gemara for the moment, of Kuvav. There's still an issue which I wanted to discuss with you, which I asked you to see the Ritva about. In the case of Vaschamua the Rav Papa. So what they say? They said Chalotzla Bekachata Konsa. Then they said it made a Chalitza Psula, and you do a second Chalitza subsequently based upon the Mukayosef. He said that she shouldn't be an Aguna. We'll see soon in a minute what exactly is the nature of that ability to compel. But before we get to that detail, there's a fundamental question over here in the Ritva, which is we have to analyze. He says it's false. The question was, "Lo tikshilach sheyachlots ba'ato amanas the konsa v'tivsel olav v'chakach yichafu also lachlots." Again. The Gemara is Akasha. Lo Savala Chodi Rav Yochanan. Don't you know what Rav Yochanan said? And Rashi explained, what did Rav Yochanan say, Rabosai? What Rav Yochanan say, Achi Iskavnu Shnehem? Better do what? Masayim Zuz. Frek the Ritva, what do you mean? Do what we said before, two-step. Amanas the consul, and then a second time you force him to give a chalitza. Why isn't that suggestion raised over here? Ritva gives three answers. Number one, till Magavra Almahu Shaychon Lohoyuchon Lechofo. He's too strong. Connection to the government, he had bodyguards, whatever it is, you just can't force him in point of fact. Second term, Tvio, to Cholhecha the Evsha below Kfiyah Tveyodav. Always better to do without forcing anybody. Tvio, the kol hecha de ersha bechalitza achas lo matruchin and beznim trezim. This two step is not so good. So therefore, to recommend first amas the konsor and yichavu lachas only a b'di'evit. That's plan B. Plan A is amanash etit lechom asayim zus. Fine, Rabosai, better. As we saw before in Rashi, it's always better this way. Now the question becomes, why do we force? So I asked you to see, in brackets, the footnotes. Why do you force? So here he discusses the footnotes on the Ritva, one possibility, kofen al midas stone. What does that mean, midas stone? Zenene vizelo chosar. Look, this lady is not doing even no matter what. Why should she be an aguna her whole life? That's the implication of the word in the aguna. You know, the aguna word is a big word. Ellie, you know what's going on now with Aura being attacked in certain blogs? It came to my attention just yesterday. Oh, I got a phone call from the fellow. Called me up, absolutely, to complain. Okay, we'll talk about it later, but I'm saying. But the aguna, one of the main, call for me in a stone. This marriage is dead. Not going to be any Yibum. Why should it be that you're going to cause her grief? She wants to be free to marry somebody else. So she have a no, and you lose nothing. Marriage is out of the question. Or in this case, Yibum is out of the question. So you're not losing anything. Do the chalitza, or in the other case, the get. So she should have a no. Zenena de lechosa, kofel amidas dom. That's one possibility. Problem is, Rabosai, it's not so poshut. Because if you learn the sugars of Baba Kama, ze lechosa means lechosa klum. If the walls get black, it's already considered chaser, even though you're losing. Remember that Gemara? All right, let's learn Baba Kama in the second parrot. Take a look at Kuf Yud Aleph Mid Beis. The Top Tosis. Kuf Yud Aleph Mid Beis. The Yachas Shloshim Yom Mevakshim Yimeno Shiach Lotzla. Jim Toma Mao Mafsin Im Chol Etzla. V'lov Ein Kof In Kedela Hatira. Which means, if you're not Mafsin anything, you'll force the issue. Kof Al Amir Asdom. What does he lose? V'yesh Lomar. She's going to spit in his face. It's considered enough of a loss, according to Tosfos, to take it out of the category of Midas Tov, where he's not mafsid anything, lo chaser anything. Fascinating. Okay, so that's out. Now we're going to have yet another kind of kfiya. What's that? Rabosai? We've done this sugi a few times in this year. Kof and Alan Mitzvahs. The Gemara is in Ksuvas Pevov. Guys, I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. You whip him until he sits in the sukkah. Right? The same with all the mitzvahs. Right? Matzah, won't eat matzah. Whip him until he eats matzah. On both sides. So that's going to be another reason why we should be doing kfiyah in such a case. Okay? It's another possibility. So I'm going to open the Shulchan Aruch. Those of the Shulchan Aruch should please open up. These are the Mekoros towards the end here. Simen Kuf Samach Hei, on both sides. Those who have a Shulchan Aruch, please open up. And there are more. Kuf, Samach, Hei, Sif, Aleph. Here we go. Sif, Aleph. So the Mechaber, as we know, Rabbi Vada Zetshuva, which Rabbi Reis quoted here in his beautiful summary. Bavada Paskins for Svardim. Mitzvahs Yibim is Manazeh. Against Rabbi Uziel and against Rabbi Herzog, against everybody. That's it. Finished. Mechaba, Maran. Mitzvahs Yibim called Evas Mitzvah Chalitza. Fine. Yes, Shomim says the Mechaber. Shemitz Chalitza called Evas. That's Ashkenaz and Pascha. Fine. Umikoma comes as the Ramah. Ein Kofin also Lachlos. Elamatin also. If you call him that also, could go, Sha'om lo chalosam nashatit l'chamona. It's cheap, the thing I'm saying, give him money. Okay, fine, very good. V'davko em eino me osan shakof in l'hotzi, kabi baal, k'moshin isbov kuf nundali. What does that mean? That if he's someone who's kofin also l'hotzi, k'moshin ishchin, then presumably you'd be kofin also to do the chalitza. And he quotes the Gemara in Yivam Mestav Dal that Tosis quoted, Rashi, and if Ayin Zayin and Ksubis. And Tosis said, well, that's only a limited case of Mukashchin. Okay, so the limited case is referred to over here in the Ramah, in Simen Kuf Samach Hei, Sif Aleph. If you have a Nishvet Ramah in the back, I'm sure you can see it. V'im Shneim Rotzim B'Yibum, says the Heilige Ramah, Ein Manichim Osam Liabim. Elam kein nika v'yadua shemechavdom l'shem mitzvah. That's a text that we just saw. You didn't remember many times. On daf lamed tes omud beis. Here's a pischei tshuva that I ask you to see. Sivkot and Gimel. Pischei tshuva says as follows. Tshuva shav Yankov was asked by the Shvus Yankov. Echad shaya okum b'raglo hayamonis. Lo yochol lachot siyavam anofel asafonav. Ein lewarach. And the regal smallest is Psula the Chalitza. And she's a young girl. And the Yavim is single. And he can't marry anyone else until he first takes care of the Chalitza for his Yavama. This is what Rabbi Reis mentioned in the context of the Erev Rosh Hashanah the Chalitza this year. Imkein hu vehi elem takon, to be stuck for life. Ma'o li Yavim. Da'as ha'goyin ha'shoyel, the Shvus Yaakov. There's no alternative. Comes the Gona Mechaber, the Shev Yaakov, and says, nothing doing. Why? Unbelievable. Can you imagine that? There's no chalitza as an amputee. There's no possibility of yibum. What? What, Reb Osa? What? Is that really true? First of all, did they ever say that in Shas? Oh, yeah?
But isn't that only if there's no Zika? It's not if there's
oh, very good. Turn off Mem Dalit. Mem Dalit and Aleph, Reb Osa. Give a look. First of all, it never says in that direction. It's the other direction. We discussed this a long, long time ago. The Gemara says in Yevamos that Mem Dalit Amud Aleph. Kol Ola LeYibum Ola LeChalitza. B'chol She'ena Ola LeYibum and Ola LeChalitza. In that direction. What about Fakert? Doesn't say anything in the Gemara. That's Chiddush number one. But more important, Tosfos. Kol She'ena Ola. V'yim Toma V'recheresh V'chareshes. The Ein and Olam LeChalitza. V'Olam LeYibum. Tosfos works in both directions. K'dama B'perek Cheresh. V'yesh Lomar. What do you mean? It's a technicality, right? The Hosam B'nei Chalitza Ninu. Ela the Pumai Hu Dekorev Lehu. Remember that expression we saw? Pumai means their mouth hurts. We're talking about an Elam V'Elamis. So too over here, even if it's Chereshim, so they can't speak and they can't hear, so their mouths and their, what the Ramban say, their whole head hurts them. But it's only a technicality. There's no chesaron in the Zika as such. So the principle does not apply. Oh. So the Shavus Yaakov says the person has no foot. And they all of the Chalitza and they all even. What do you mean? Tosfos says it doesn't apply. It's only a technicality. So he learns apparently is in the Supik about that very point. The Shavus Yaakov and the details of that point. You want to look it up? You can look it up. Pesach Tshuva does not quote the at length what they precisely are fighting about. Not precisely. Now, take a look at Rashi here. Kol, Mem Dalim and Aleph. Kol, She'ena Ola Lebez and Liyabim, Liyibum. She'ena Zekukol Is Yabim. As Yitzchak said, it's a chesaron in the Zika. That was a chesaron of technicality. You can't speak, you can't hear, you have no foot. That's what we pass in the halacha, that Yibum can be done in such a difficult circumstance. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, a possibility why others disagree with Rashi. Rashi said kofen either al stone or kofen al mitzvahs. Doesn't everyone agree kofen al mitzvahs? Well, they can take the following suggestion. When it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of tefillin, there's no two choices. You have to do the mitzvah. Finish. Shalom. When it comes to our situation of Zika, Shemar Yavam, there are two possibilities. Yibum or Chalitza. So we can argue, I slip between the cracks. You can't force me to do Yibum. You can't force me to do Chalitza. Everyone agrees to that. So force to one of the two. Maybe not. Not so pashut. There's an expression in Hilchos Kufla Amadal in Avineza called Kfiyah B'derech Breira. Either this or this. Give me the choice. But we're going to whip you to one or the other. Maybe Rashi holds from that. And other poskim maybe don't hold from that. No? What about nowadays, Rabbi Osai? Nowadays, the Yibum is impossible. So it seems. Who says impossible? You saw it is possible. The Shuv Yaakov, the Shuv Yaakov. So here in Rabbi Reese's packet, he quotes what I mentioned to you once before from Rabbi Yashiv Shlita. I don't think Rabbi Yashiv himself wrote this, but the Sefer Chalitza Kilchasa, they went to ask him a whole bunch of shilas, and they quote from the Sefer itself on page Tov Chof Ches, top of the page, a big fight with the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Remember, the author of this Chalitza is a Kloisenberger Chos. Start with my Rebbe. Hiskir Kodem, Rabbi Yashiv, Shoheilo Bezem Maso Matin Magoyen HaKodesh Kvoid Kedushas Moron Adoneinu Admor Misan Kloisenberger Zatzal. I'll tell you a very poignant personal story, which no one would know from this. Rabbi Yashiv, everyone knows, one of the biggest masmidim in the world, Zalahavah Rafur Shalema. If you read the story, they're mind-boggling the story. Mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. But, G'doy Le'olam, Yimavatam Talmud Torah, when the Kloisenberger Rebbe passed away, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure any chazer will tell you, I believe it was 1990, 4 approximately. At that very moment, Rav Yoshev's Rebbetzin, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the daughter of Rav Aryeh Levine, was very, very, very sick. Very. I was privileged to meet her once, 1993. Someone asked me to see Rav Yoshev. So the Shomer HaPesach said, "You can't come in." Guys, I'll get you in. Went to the Rebbetzin. I said, "I got in." So when I got in there, the Shomer HaPesach was very angry with me. "How'd you get in here?" So he smiled. And said, "So we're coming through the Rebbetzin. You know, everyone has to know the tricks." So she was very, very sick at the time when the Rebbe was Nifter, and the Levaya and the Kfur and the Tanya, not Yerushalayim, if I'm not mistaken, you can check it out probably on some kind of internet site, Rabbi Yashiv, if I'm not mistaken, took a helicopter, if I'm not mistaken, to Netanya to participate in the Levaya of the Klozenberger Rebbe and came right back. His wife was mamish in the last days. Maybe I'm over dramatizing it. You probably can find it somewhere or other. Not so many generations ago. Right? It's less than 2 decades ago. Go find it. Let me know if my story is true. So I obviously had a tremendous amount of respect. He was a goyin olam and a tzaddik. You can't imagine what a tzaddik the Klozenberger Rebbe was. If you want to see just a little bit, read Yaffa Eliach's Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. Some of the stories come from the Klozenberger Rebbe. Unbelievable. Mind-boggling. Anyway. Ashahora liyabem liyavim kitei liyabem. He passed in the Klozenberger Rebbe. You have to yibim. You had no foot. V'shaladaito b'yibim is manazer of Yashav held. Impossible. Yeshchil Hashem. Nu, aguna? You're not going to believe Rebbe Yashav's pshak. V'lochein hora lachlots b'smol, left foot. Rabbi Yashiv, you think he had broad shoulders, man? The paskin that he do chalitza b'smol because the smol is no good. Maybe he held that once the left foot, the right foot was cut off, the left foot becomes the main foot. I'm not sure what he held. Can you imagine strip sock? Anybody less, they'd throw stones at him. For Admor Zatzal, Lohoya Data Nocha Mipsak Zeh, Shomer Betokev, Shechalitza Smol Ein Bo Mamoshes, Havi Kechalitza's Everach, they've taken the shoe off the hand. Klaus Magab also knew how to say his opinions. These two Gedalim did not see eye to eye in this issue. So I wanted to bring you a favor. We read also called Nefesh Harav, also created from Rav Shecht, the Shalita, wrote some of the Hanukkahs of the Rav Zatzal. Listen to this. I'm quoting it to you. Page Reish Samachay Nefesh Harav. Eish L'Ashkenazim L'Kubol K'das Rebbein Atam Toys Yivomis Lama Testament Beis Shalocha Kabashol Mrs. Chalitza Kodemis Ve'ira Pam Maseh B'Shayovim Lohoya Yochol Lachlov Ki Niktu Raglov Ki Nidu Lech. Rabbi Yashiv said, he wrote plural. Even Rabbi Yashiv wouldn't be able to pull up anything over here. V'Sipra Lono Rabbeinu Sh'Yisya'et Samagrach Heller. Rabbi Chaim Heller was my Rebbe's Rebbe in Berlin. Zal, Veherelo, Rabbi Chaim Heller, Shekama Achronim Mavur, Rabbi Chonis Pischei Tshuva, the Bechiai Gavna, Manichim Lo Liyabim, Amanas Litan Get, Vechein Osu Lemaisa. They did it. So I heard it from my Rebbe also. They did it in Berlin. And the Klozenberger Rebbe also did it, probably after that. Well, he said he should do it. So, yeah. Marrying a sister-in-law is against the incest regulations.
Yeah.
You don't tell the government, that's all. You don't tell the government that they're going to give it right away. They're going to give it right away. It's not going to be registered in the government. And I'm just laying out this machlokes Hashem Shemayim of the Gedolei Olam Mamash. So we can suggest, assuming that Rav Yoshev is correct, it's absolutely impossible to do Yibim nowadays. Then this svar we had before to say pshat knows the argument Rashi, because he can't force either yibum or chalitza because the two choices. If there's only one choice, maybe they would agree that you can force the chalitza in such circumstances. Rabbi Osai, I asked you to see Rabbi Osai a Rambam. I'm not sure if you saw this Rambam. This Rambam is very, very important, extraordinarily important. Okay, the Rambam. Yibum Perek Beis Halacha Yud. You can look it up in the back if you wish. You're Amish, but I'm all it. Perek Beis Halacha Yud writes the Rambam like this. Yivama Haruya Liibum Shalaratus Lisyabim Dina Kedin Moredes Al Baila. The Kofanus Yivama Lachlotzla. The Tetze Below Ksuba. So what that means? If she refuses, we call her Moredes. Afal Pikain, you force the Yavam to give her Chalitza. Where does this come from? Why? Where did it come from? Says the Halakha Magen Mishnah. Kifi Daitozal. Shekosel bilchus ishus per gedal alochaches. Shekofen es habal legarish ishto kshimoredes viomeres mois olai. There's a world famous machlekes in Ksubis, Rabbi Osai. If the woman says that her husband mois olai, I can't stand him. I can't stand him. So the Gemara says that we don't force her. What does that mean? So the Rambam says we force him. We force him to divorce her. And Rabbi Natan says, Chas v'shalom. All it means is, we don't force her to go back to him. We don't force him to divorce her. It's an impasse. It's a standoff. The Mechaber Pasuk Rabbi Natan against the Rambam. One of the Rabbanim wrote a doctoral thesis, I think, about this concept, and he suggested we should reintroduce the Rambam Shita. Let's follow the Rambam. Bavadji has a couple of tshuvas, I think. He says in certain extreme cases, we spared him. Maybe even though it's against Maran, the Mechaber Pasuk is against her, but the Rambam, maybe we can rely on the Rambam in certain limited cases. Wow. Beat him up. Wow. Says the Magen Mishnah that the Rambam who says you force the Yavam to do Chalitza is Lishitoso, Rabbi Osai, Enuchas Ishus, Perigud Dalet, Halacha Ches. Wow. There's a problem, Rabbi Osai. Here, in Halacha Yud, in Perek Beis Nibum, the woman is a Moredes. She gave no excuse. She just said, I'm out of here. I don't want to be involved. If you look carefully in the Rambam Menuchas Ishus, as the Magen Mishnah is quoting, Perek Yudal Halacha Ches. What'd she do? She's a Moredes. Im Ara Ma'astiu Ve'eini Yecholo Lehiboyalo Midaiti Kofen Osa Lohotzi L'Shaito Fisha Eina Keshvuya Sheti boil lisanuila. She's not a captured woman. So wait a minute. Here she had to give a pshat. Mastiu beni choli boilo. Over here that's a nuchas ishus. Hilchas yibum. She doesn't say anything. The question: are these two go together or not? Some say here also you need what we call a masla, an explanation, and it doesn't sound like that from the pashat pshat in the Rambam. Just pointing out this difficulty, whether these two Rambams are in fact linked one to the other. Rabbi Osai, any questions going forward? No? Okay. Rabbi Osai, let us now turn our attention to the next piece of the Gemara, which is very, very important. Very important. I was going to give you these Maramakamas today, but since you said you weren't finished, I hesitated, but we have to proceed to the next piece of Gemara nonetheless, because we're running out of time quickly. Says the Gemara, Kuvava Manal, Libosar, the Cholitzla. And what happened? She said, I'll give you 200 zuz. Amala, Zil Havle, give him the 200 zuz. Give him the 200 zuz. Amale Rav Papa, says the Bach. She was just joking around. She didn't plan to give him to it. What? It's extortion! That's the new word today. Extortion! He's an extortionist. He wants 200 zuz. Where do we find that extortionist commitments need not be honored? Milo Tanya, Rabbo Sarvesha, Bahoya Borech, Rebesa, Surin. For it's the Marbro Lefonov. We're not discussing he broke away from a federal penitentiary in Pennsylvania somewhere where they give glatt kosher and chol of Yisrael and daf yomi. He's running away from a a goyish, a jail where they would a corrupt government can kill him in a second. He's running away for his life. And he's running away from jail, and they're after him, and there's now a river with a ferry. It's a marble of fun. For Amale, Tul Dinar of Avirain. He wants an extraordinary amount of money for the ferry. The ferry costs a penny. I'll give you $100. Elo Elascaro. You only give him a penny that everybody else pays. Whatever. What's it cost now? What's it cost? $2.50? What's it cost to get to the subway? $2.25. Bob. $2.25. Give him $2.25. That's it. Alma Amale. Mishadanibach. Hachanami. Mishadanibach. When you're under duress, nothing. Right? Rashi says. Havle to kabilis Allah. V'yafa gav dechalitza v'hochi lo mifsula. No matter what, whether you give the money or not, the chalitza will be kosher anyway. Nonetheless, mi'o yichayva l'kiyumet t'no amidina kishas schirus di alma. When you hire a worker, you gotta pay him his salary. Amale came in the chalitza k'sherihi mishum dina nami leslay. Why? Rashi's critical. The Kevon, the Alei, Ramiel, the Mevad, since he's required by Halacha to do the Chalitza, v'lo boy, and he didn't want to do what he's supposed to do, Mishatan Ibucho Abdalei, she was just kibitzing with him, she was just fooling him. Mabra Yabesvina, right? And it says, fine. That's the Sugya. So we have to spend a little bit of time today analyzing this Sugya. When do we say Mishata and when we don't say Mishata? Rabbosai, turn to the Nemuke Yosef for a very, very important result. Please turn. Everyone, Nemuke Yosef, please. Look what he writes. Look. Page Kuf. Page Kuf. Let's see, right where we left off. And the end of the narrow lines on the left side column. It must be Lama Dalet in the old print. V'hod arminan hocha dechalitza mutas k'shera u'ptura mimama shista d'matzya amra m'shata yisi b'cha ha'yudavka b'yavam she'ein ha'hogun la o she'ein ha'yivam hogun la k'demasha b'shmaitin. Oz havia anusa v'daima leborechi beis asurim v'yim abor ha-stefonov from a tuldina v'avireni shachakein and anotlo this noslo the schoro avoli hagun lo. If he's a perfectly suitable husband for her and she should have gone through the yibum mechayvinan lo lite whatever 200 zil she promised, why? The lav anusi. She could have gone through with the Yibo. It's about chutzpah. You made a deal for 200 zuz. Pay up the money. V'yaf al gav de b'shum t'nai di alma. Lo arminan hachi. Do hagatz mecha. Hanosim atana l'chaveru. Amanah shiit lo masayim zuz. Af al pi shehechzik b'matanoso. Ein mechayv in os litin v'tiskayim lo amatana. Elimitim masayim zuz yiskayim lo. V'l naf tisbatel. You're not required to keep any conditions. Don't give the condition and give the object back. Can I know some get out tonight? Im titan ye get, lavo ye get. You don't have to, you're not going to force her to give the money, so there should be no get. Says the Helig and the Muka Yosef. Ha some time, a mission to sham maisim is battle. Kisha ain't a makayma tonight. So you can't force a person to keep it tonight. So be no tonight, no maisim. Aval hocha shechalitza kayemes. In any event, havelek is schirus, kevan she'en ha'maiset toli b'tnai. And he quotes a Yerushalmi that way, quotes a Rashi that way. Dimidin schirus ha'vabor l'chiyuva. Kevan de'en ha'hogun, u'mitzvarayim b'leim en ha'tor b'chalitza, yeah. Ke'ein anu sohi. V'yunam elo posit mini de holo chazilei. V'chol maida astir behet ba'adei also min aroilo. Histasa uptura. Amazing. Amazing. And now, anyone going to pre-med here? Anyone pre-med? No pre-meds in the room? Chosav Aravzal, the last paragraph here on page, Kuf. You have the old Gemara, check before Tana Rabbanan. Says the second one. Says the Mugay Yosef, quoting the Ramban, to me ha shaminon, to me shu cholev v'samona b'yad chavero shavim kuf. He has a $20 prescription in his hand. Here's the love of the low harbate, but may I make us on this call? You'll give me $1,000 for this prescription. I'm going to die otherwise. Of course you have $1,000. Ain't no other demand. $20 and that's it. That's what it costs in the drugstore. But you promised me $1,000. Yeah, what am I a choice? I'm going to die otherwise. I'm going to die without this medicine. That understanding has no validity. Look at X out. Doctors perk up. Avo rif ahu. If a doctor cured him, yesh to scharo misholim. Ah, doctor gets $100 an hour, $500 an hour, $1,000 an hour. He can take all the money. A rip off. The guy would have died otherwise. Look what he says. Shechach maso mochalo v'yishav adamim harbe. Just figure out how much he paid in tuition in medical school. So it took him a lot of money to earn this chokhmah. So I'm selling him my chokhmah. My chokhmah is a price tag. I'm not jacking up the price more than it's really worth. A doctor of my caliber charges $500 an hour like a good lawyer. Harvard, Penn, you know, so $500 an hour. More. So more?
New York,
oh,
more.
New York is more. Yes, this is more than. $500
an hour is Vancouver. $700 an hour is Vancouver. $700 is. $900
in New York. Hey. Okay. So good doctor doesn't even charge that much money. Doctors are tzaddikim. They don't charge so much money. They're saving lives. Yeah.
Isn't there chokhmah in medicine also?
That's what he's talking about. Oh, no. That's just drugs. Just giving a prescription drug.
Produce that.
Right? Nah. Someone else produced it. I just bought it in the marketplace. No. Because of a ritva, if you're a doctor, you do not want to be the ritva. Ain't a mechuvar. Sherei chayevu litroach b'chachmaso l'raposo within avedas gufo. Raposo the Torah goshes v'ashevo so lo. And the Gemara dashes v'ashevo so lo. Hashavas gufo. Every doctor, every human being, every Yisrael has an obligation of hashavas avedas. I have to give back your wallet. I have to give back your life for sure. I have to cure you. V'dayo b'schar tircho k'pol botel. Come on, you can't charge so much money. Well, you can have write the charge of this a pile bottle or something along those lines. Wow. So Rabbo said, it seems over here that the Ramban says as follows. Ein chinami. The doctor has no right to charge so much money. Why? It's to fulfill a mitzvah for nothing. Ma ani bechinam, Hashem said, af atem bechinam. Teach Torah for nothing, if do mitzvahs for nothing, is a mitzvah of saving his life. You're only entitled to schar batolim. Right? Paul Bottle. He could have spent the time making money. And by the way, for a doctor, it's no problem. He could, a good doctor. He could have filled up his clientele from morning to night with non-Jews, whom you're allowed to charge money for. If he's good enough doctor, he could have filled up his hole from morning to night with such patients, he's allowed to charge a yid also as could be as Paul Bartel. Okay, whatever, we're not going to, maybe. Not going there right now into that detail. But in any event, Rabosai, even though the Ramban holds, the guy is not allowed to charge, as the Ritva said, Afal Pikein. That's considered to be the worth of what he's charging. If you look in the Aradeya, Rabosai, in two consecutive sifim, Shin Lamed Vav, Beis and Gimel, he says both. Number one, the doctor's not allowed to charge so much. And number two, the Ramban is right. No stira. You're not allowed to charge, but once you charge, you're only charging for what it's worth on the market. Pshee. Rabosai, how far does this go? This idea of obligating someone to pay, listen very carefully, to pay for a tanai which isn't fulfilled. Machlokes the ktsois and the nesivis. Let's give you a maramokum. Look it up. The ktsois, paskins, and reish, mamalas of cotton tests. Any time a condition is made without heeding the details of Bnei Goda, Bnei Ruvein, so Tanai, Botel, or Mai Sakayim, you're required to pay the money, Midin, Schirus. The Nesivis, the answer of Kohen Yud, and the Torah's Gittin, same author, in Simon Kufman Gimel at the beginning, say, Chas V'Shalom. That's not true at all. Only by Chalitza, Rabosai, where it's impossible to make it Tanai. So it's impossible to make it Tanai, he had no recourse, no alternative, then we say, all right, you're saying you're going to give 200 zuz, you have to give the 200 zuz, betoras schirus. You have to pay the money, as we saw just over here in Rashi and the Nimukayos. Okay? It's comparable, Rabosai. I hereby obligate myself 200 zuz, if and when, to do the chalitza. Okay, you obligate yourself. But in the case of getting kiddush and mechira, where you could have formulated it properly, and had you done so, it in fact would be conditional, and you didn't take care to do it formulated properly, perhaps the chum, the chiyuv of schirus would not apply. That's the view, Rabosai, of the nesivus and also the Sefer Torah's kid. It's interesting, Rabosai. The Ritva, who was the source of the Nebuka Yosef, the Ritva says that a ketzitza ba'ones, or ketzitza means an establishment of how much you're going to pay for services rendered, which is undertaken under onus, otherwise you're going to die, kiman the less adami, as if it's nothing, because it was done under duress, and therefore, all you get is scharo. What do you mean? Why get scharo? Why get scharo? You never made anything up. So this is a proof to Yisod, which Rav Shech the Shlita writes about in the Svarim, that schirus rabosai, the obligation of an individual to pay for services rendered, is, to use the expression of Kiddushin Yud Gimel Beis and other places, milva haksuva batorah. There are two kinds of obligations in this world, Rabosai. One which I undertake upon myself, and one which the Torah imposes on me. So the chiddush over here is that the Torah imposes an obligation to pay for someone who renders services, even in the absence of a pre-existing agreement to pay a certain amount of money. Doesn't matter. So why do we have to have a pre-existing understanding to know how much you have to pay? If there's no understanding, the person who rendered the services will only be able to charge at the minimum wage or the lowest, whatever is the going rate for that particular type of service rendered, be it a lawyer, a doctor, whatever it may be. So over here, where the ktsisas command the lesser dummy, because it was made under duress, the person going to die otherwise, that statement is rendered null and void, but you still have to pay the person whatever the prevailing rate in that time and place happens to be. You see in our Gemara, ktsisas command the lesser dummy, you still have to pay a certain amount, which is the prevailing rate in that time and place. You see in our sugya that schiris polim is what's called a milva haksuva batorah. Mefurish in the Gemara. Mefurish mamish. Oh. It's interesting. The Ramban asked the kashir in our sugya. The Ramban asks, our Gemara says you have to pay, and so it would appear, because you do it, you have to. Why you have to do it? Why must I perform chalitza? I can do yibum. That's the Ramban's kash. Presumably the answer is that according to Rashi it's good. Because Rashi learns about Lama Testament, as we saw before. You force the guy to do chalitza, So there is a chiyuv of chalitza, eino hogun, etc. Eino hogun. And therefore, you have to pay the money. Right? Excuse me. And therefore, she can say, mishat libecha, because you in fact have an obligation, when yibum is inappropriate, to perform chalitza. You don't have a choice. That's the cheapest Rashi, you don't answer that kasha. Narabosai, keep one hand in the Mukha Yosef and one hand back in the Gemara. We only have a few more minutes, we're going to stop. Rabosai, one hand in the Mukha Yosef, right over here. Keep it here on page Kuf Aleph here. And so two more lines Gemara and the Mukha Yosef. Tana Rabbanon, Chalitza Mutas Ksheira Veget Mute Posel. Chalitza Mu'usis Psula. Get Musa Kasha. It's like playing a game from one extreme to the other. Hechidam. Idi Amar Rotsani. He said, I agree to give the get or the chalitza. I feel the chalitza nami should be good. Vid lo Amar Rotsani. Get nami lo. Also no good. Hachikama. Chalitza mutas li olam kasha. Get muta li olam posu. What does he get mutal olam posel? Rashi, im eina mekayemes tana, because Rashi learns that mutal olam means tonight. The if shall the get ayde shliach, sheomer the shnayim kistu tnu get liyishti areelu yichtu viyitnu hikach dami the time begodam nani bei tana. Fine. Chalitza muusis the get musa what's a din zimnin kosher zimnin posel. Hodam arotani, then it's kosher. Hodla omarotani, it's puzzle. De Tanya, Yakriv also. Melam and Shekofen also. Yochel bal kocho, Tamlo lirtono. Hoketzad, kofen al shemotani. Vechena tamotzi begite noshim. Kofen al shemotani. Rabosai, when does this take place? Rare cases. Okay, so the Gemara, this is a very important question we're going to discuss in depth. Siyata d'Shmaya starting tomorrow. But just on a preliminary commentary basis, there's a little bit of a problem, Rabosai, which the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef brings out. I'd like to show you the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, and then we'll stop with this. Just turn one more Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, we'll stop here. But here it is. Page Kuf Aleph. Afilu chalitza, says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. The mistava kshi muuseis bedin mairi. Do me to get Mu'usa kosher, the ma'ak shu Mu'usa bidin, what halacha requires that it be done. Zimnin kosher, v'chud nokat revusa, Da filu beget ha'chomur, shu isa koritz. Nonetheless, imam arotani kosher, kevin de Mu'usa bidin, that's one chiddush. The other chiddush. V'afilu bechalitza, shu isa kal, v'yavim shen ha'hogun. Nonetheless, Imlo Amarotani Psula. Psula, Rabosai. Psula. So you see Klar, Rabosai. You see Klar. That's going to be puzzle in what kind of a case? If you didn't say Rotani, then it's puzzle. Why? Poshup Shat, it's Shalokidin. On a simple level, Rotsani is another way of saying that you did it, the circumstances warranted physical force to be used to compel the get or chalitza. That's on a simple level what's happening here in the sukkah. The chalitza and yim are in fact identical in this respect. If it's good, it's good. If it's a case where you're forced, then it's okay. In a case where you don't force, then it's not okay. It's a simple read. And why the Gemara of this very funny lashon, chalitza mu'usis v'get musa zim nekoshes zim nepasul. And originally the Gemara said, chalitza mutas ksher, top line of the Rifi on page Kuf Aleph, get muta pasul. But it's chalitza mu'usis psula, get musa kosher. What's the chiddush, Rabosai? Chalitza mu'usis psula, which means, Rabosai, even the chalitza is kal, even though it's kal, Rabosai, nonetheless, he didn't say rotsan, it's possible. and even get Musa, which is Chamur. If you said Rotzani, it's kosher. There's no fundamental distinction between get and chalitza according to the Strat and the Mugiyos, which is really coming from the Ritva. Everyone with me so far? Oh. Tomorrow, Bli Neder, we'll try to see that there may be other Rishonim of a different take on this sugya. We'll try to cover as much ground as we can tomorrow. Tomorrow is our last Thursday of this man to talk about that kuntras. Shalom Aleichem. I believe that I try to finish it. See out of the Shemaya as well. It's a busy day tomorrow.